This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I'd love to have a spirited little debate among conservative people who are usually on the same team on everything, but when it comes to vaccines, I was not on the same team as Grace Curley, and it was a very quick debate, nothing super vicious or angry or anything like that, because I would never do that with any guest, let alone a conservative. But with liberals, you can't have a debate. There is no debate. The media just says, it's not science. Wayne Root, it's not science. We have science on our side. Not true. Who would have ever imagined that it was a fact? And now it's certainly, almost everyone acknowledges it's a fact, except maybe extreme liberals, that lockdowns don't work. That it was a nightmare, bad decision. Although I know liberals will try it again. Who would have ever believed, although almost everyone acknowledges it's a fact now, that the COVID germ escaped from a biowarfare lab or was sent purposely to America from a biowarfare lab in Wuhan? Well, everybody now acknowledges at least that it escaped from a biowarfare lab, and they were doing research to make it into a biowarfare weapon. And it turned out to be one that almost destroyed America and the American economy. And who would have believed that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention director, that Grace Curley just said she doesn't believe a word she says, because Grace Curley is so against lockdowns, and so am I, we're in agreement on that, but she said you can't believe a word that Dr. Rochelle Walensky ever says. Well, Dr. Walensky said today, new data shows breakthrough cases in vaccinated individuals can spread as much virus as an unvaccinated person. So, I mean, as much as you can't trust anything the CDC or Fauci or Walensky says that's pro-vaccine and pro-mask and pro-lockdown, if one of those people actually admits that people who are vaccinated can spread COVID as much as an unvaccinated person, and it's happening now, then you know it's happening. That one is not a lie. She'd never admit that. I'm surprised she didn't cover it up. And by the way, just so you know, I never, ever allow information on my show that's wrong. If it's corrected, I stand corrected. And I tell you so many stories all around the world that prove that most of the sick people in Israel, in Singapore, in the United Kingdom, most of the sick and the hospitalized people are vaccinated. But and in California, most of the cases are now in vaccinated counties. And now you know the CDC reports the vaccinated are spreading the COVID as much as the unvaccinated. And of course, I constantly harp on the fact that, of course, you do have a COVID wave spreading because there's so many illegal aliens who are unvaccinated carrying COVID. But I did report one misinformation in the last segment, and I want you to know. Andrew Paul, my producer, caught this one. So there is a Gateway Pundit report out that of all the people in the hospital in Sydney, all but one are vaccinated, and they got it wrong. Because when you then click on the video on Rumble of the CDC, excuse me, of the Sydney hospital official talking about the people in the hospital, he is saying all but one are unvaccinated, and one person in the hospital is vaccinated. So I said it, I didn't say it wrong. I reported a story that was incorrect that was reported by Gateway Pundit. Not correct. They're headline, all but one are vaccinated in the hospital. Not true. According to the Sydney official, who again, you can't believe, because these people make everything up. You know, again, just like the CDC saying, everybody in the hospital is unvaccinated. Really? Could that be because you don't count vaccinated cases? And you even put on the CDC website, that you're not going to count breakthrough cases anymore of people who are vaccinated getting COVID? Maybe that's why you think everybody's unvaccinated, even though the facts are in. People in Hollywood are vaccinated have COVID, and athletes unvaccinated have COVID, and Olympic athletes unvaccinated have COVID, and a congressman, vaccinated have COVID, and a congressman is vaccinated has COVID, and the Democrat legislators from Texas are vaccinated and they have COVID. And the reports go on and on. The Stanford students vaccinated have COVID. Cape Cod, a huge outbreak of COVID among vaccinated vacationers. So all you have to know is all over the country, you know, who are you going to believe? The people lying to you with their lips moving, or facts coming out every day that you can see? There's your hero on the Yankees. He's vaccinated. He's got COVID. There's your Olympic hero. Vaccinated. Has COVID. All over this country, vaccinated people are getting COVID. But I did report on a bogus story, and the Sydney official does claim that of the 140-plus people in the hospital in Sydney, all but one are unvaccinated, not vaccinated. So that story I take back. I got it wrong. Andrew Paul caught it. Thank you, Andrew. We never, that's the difference between me and liberals. You don't catch me doing anything wrong. I'm very careful. I know you're all watching, and I'm not going to let myself ruin my credibility. So I only report on stories, and if I ever find out when I'm wrong, I go right on the air and tell you it was wrong. I tell you it was wrong. And I also tell you, some of the stories, you can't be sure. It's not like I'm there to witness that someone got the vaccine and immediately died of a stroke. But when someone tells you that, I'd say it's a warning sign. I'd say you have to assume it might be true. So all I could tell you is many, many, many signs report to the vaccine being dangerous and report that you're not getting the real truth. And when I put out a prospectus and raise money from investors, the government demands that the first thing in the prospectus is pages and pages of risks, some of which are ludicrous. You know, like if the world ends tomorrow, if this business depends on Wayne Root, if Wayne Root is struck by lightning, the business could lose all of your money. If the world ends tomorrow, you could lose all of your money. You've got to put these ridiculous things that are one in a million, one in a billion, at the top of your prospectus for people to read about possible absurd one in a million or one in a billion or one in a trillion risks. And if you don't do that, you go to jail. But the government gives you a vaccine that is 100% experimental, emergency use only. And nobody has a right to force you to get it. It violates literally, I believe, the Nuremberg rules and the Geneva Convention. To give someone a vaccine that's experimental and emergency use only against their will, I believe it violates the Nuremberg Code. That's what Nazis used to do. So I have no problem with the vaccine. I have a problem if I don't want it. If you want it, great. Go get it. If you think it's going to protect you, great. I choose vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, selenium, probiotics, quercetin, kyolic garlic, colloidal silver. Those are the things I take that give me a protective barrier, and all I can state is in my own life. I haven't had a cold in 10 years. I've been on the radio, national radio, national TV, 6 years, without one single sniffle, never missed an hour, a minute, or a day from illness. But it's been 10 years, at least, since I had a cold, and it's been 30 years or so, I'd say somewhere between 25 and 35 years since I've had the flu. And so I think the things I do must work pretty well. I can only report for myself. I wouldn't choose the vaccine. But they want to force it down my throat and your throat and take people's jobs and livelihoods away and incomes away. And I could tell you from this show and the mail I get, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com, love to hear from you, that half the casino workers in this town are scared to death they're going to die, and they've been forced to take the vaccine. And they're against it, and they don't want it, and they're scared, and they're sick to their stomach, and they know it's wrong, but they've got to keep their income. They've got to keep their job. That's not right to do that to people. So again, maybe the powers that be don't like anything Wayne Root says, and they don't like that I'm anti-vaccine, but the people are all very thankful for the things I say. All the people keep sending me emails saying, Wayne, keep it up. You're the only honest guy out there. Wayne, keep it up. We need you. Thank God for you. Without you, there is no ray of light. You're the only person that tells the truth. Many of the emails say there's two people that tell the truth, Wayne Root and Tucker Carlson. And Tucker's done, again and again, many reports on the vaccine. He's very skeptical of the vaccine as well. Look, here's what it comes down to. I said this with Grace Curley. They're proving themselves fools, because if the vaccine works, nobody would need to be vaccinated and wear a mask. The minute they tell you you're vaccinated, you have to wear a mask, they're admitting to you the vaccine doesn't work. It's ludicrous. And by the way, if the vaccine worked, why would you care if I got a vaccine? If masks work, why would you care if I'm wearing a mask? As long as you're wearing a mask, and as long as you've gotten the vaccine, you have nothing to worry about if it works. Obviously, it doesn't. If lockdowns worked, and if masks worked, how do you explain all the most lockdown and mask cities in the world are the ones with the highest rate of COVID now, and all the most lockdown cities in the world and the most mask cities in the world back in spring of 2020 had the most deaths in the world? And then Florida had no worse a rate of COVID or death when they were wide open and people were 20 deep at the bar without masks on. It's the same thing. I gave the study on this show. I gave two studies on this show back in spring of 2020. One study was an Israeli scientist who said he studied every nation in the world and how they responded to COVID. And he said, the truth is, it doesn't matter. From the strictest to the least strict, from the most lockdown to the least lockdown, from the most masked to the least masked, everybody has the exact same rate of COVID and the exact same rate of death. It makes no difference. No need to ever lock down. No need to hide in your house. No need to stay away from work. And then the study that showed Marine recruits in their barracks, one group allowed to go about their business as usual, the other locked down in the strictest lockdown ever, like a prison cell. And guess who got more COVID? The group in the strict lockdown had slightly more COVID, but basically you could say, once again, pretty even, which means none of it matters. You're going to get the flu. No big deal. See you in a minute. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
Wayne Allen Root, I got to laugh because the things that people put up with, right? I mean, I debate with liberals all the time, and they all said to me that the COVID vaccine would prevent us from ever wearing masks again. And now they're telling you take the vaccine, you have to wear masks. And then they told us it would prevent you from getting COVID. And now all my liberal friends are going, oh, no, 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 no. It's not about not getting COVID. Yes, people will get COVID with the COVID vaccine. They just won't be as ill. They won't be in the hospital. Did it ever occur to you that all the people in the hospital they say are unvaccinated or illegal aliens? Did it ever occur to you that the majority of Americans in major cities that are supposedly overwhelming hospitals are the illegal aliens that Biden has led in the country? Does that occur to anybody? That's the unvaccinated people they're talking about. They're in the hospital. But I guarantee you there are plenty of vaccinated people in the hospital, too. Because the United States is no different than Israel. Our people are no different. The COVID bug is no different. And no different than England. In England, they said 60% of the, and that was the government statistic. The UK government announced 60% in the hospital were vaccinated. And then he came back. And he got scared because the reaction was, and then he went in the back and there was hushed conversation. And he came out and said, no, it's actually 47%. Either way, 50% or so of the vaccinated are in the hospital in England. And in Israel, it was a percentage right in that same range, right about 50% in the hospital, not just COVID. So even that story is a lie. And then if the real argument, and if it happens to be true, that you're more seriously ill with COVID if you don't get vaccinated, maybe it's true. But did it occur to you that the vaccine itself, if you look at the VAERS stats, has killed and crippled many, many hundreds of thousands of people? And everybody has always said that the VAERS vaccine reporting system only reports anywhere from 1% to 10% of the actual deaths and injuries. because most people never even heard of it. Someone dies, they get on with their life, they don't call up the CDC and ask for the VAERS system and report their loved one just got sick with shingles or something like that, or with lupus. They don't report that. So it's only 1 to 10%. So if it shows thousands dead, and if it shows hundreds of thousands injured, you can make the argument, oh, well, the COVID shot does one thing. It doesn't prevent you from getting COVID. They've changed that story completely. It prevents you from getting severe illness. Really? What about the people who got the shot and got the severe illness from the shot? How many more people you have to know about? God, I've gotten so many emails from friends saying, I told my aunt or uncle, don't get the shot. They got the shot. They had a stroke a week later. She's on death's door, or she just died. I get those every day. I get the one from the real estate broker in Las Vegas, who knew the 30-year-old real estate gal for many, many years. She had two kids, and she got the shot and went into a coma that night. And then 2 weeks later, they disconnected life support, and that beautiful 30-year-old is dead. And two kids don't have a mother. And you know what they called it? A COVID death. They said she got COVID. She got COVID, really. She had no COVID. She got the shot. She fell into a coma. She died of the shot, not of COVID. But they said she died of COVID. Interesting. So don't tell me that the statistics are wrong and that people are, you know, all healthy and wonderful from the vaccine. It's just not true. Just tell the truth. It's a big discussion, and it's a risk, and you all should know about the risk. And who knows what the long-term results are going to be. That's what I said from day one. Who knows? Just be careful. Don't take it. Don't get first in line. Wait to see what happens. And I've said that since January, and I think I look right. Because there have been lots of problems with the vaccine, and the only part I'd be wrong is when the CDC announces everybody who's unvaccinated are the ones who are sick, and now it turns out that's a lie. It's not true. By the way, the CDC did not announce all the ones in the hospital are unvaccinated. They announced all the COVID cases of this new wave are almost completely unvaccinated people. And then I put my article out, and then it started to cave. And what did they suddenly say? Oh, it prevents you from getting really sick and going to the hospital and dying. But it doesn't prevent COVID. As a matter of fact, we had to announce today, the CDC, that COVID actually can be transmitted even more so from people who are vaccinated. Oh, how do you believe anything they say? By the way, Asset Strategies International, you can believe what they say because they keep telling you, and I keep telling you, you got to buy gold, you got to buy gold. And if you haven't bought yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They're the definition of honest, 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. And the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the price of gold while supplies last for my fans and clients and listeners. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com, 800-831-0007.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Pennsylvania. The president delivering remarks at the Mack Trucks Lehigh Valley Operations Manufacturing Facility in Macungie, Pennsylvania. The president saying the economy is recovering from the coronavirus pandemic due to the American Rescue Plan.
We brought this economy back from the brink. Checks in people's pockets, shots in people's arms, tax cuts for working families with children. We designed our strategy not only to provide a temporary boost, but to lay the foundation for a long-term boom that brings everyone along.
The Senate will vote Wednesday evening on moving forward on a bipartisan infrastructure agreement after negotiators reached a deal on key issues. That's according to Republican negotiator Rob Portman of Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
See, you know, my new book is coming out. It's called The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. And basically what I'm suggesting is the only way to win this war... The only way to win is at the corporate level, okay? The political level, we voted for Trump, and they stole the election anyway. They rigged it and stole it. So I don't know how you win. You know, you still got to try. You still got to go out and vote. We'll see what they could do in 2022 for House and Senate. We'll see what they could do in 2024. But I know this much. You can bring every corporation to its knees by protesting and boycotting and making your voice heard and being the loud majority, not the silent majority. Ben and Jerry's is run by two very liberal Jewish guys, Ben and Jerry, right? But like most liberal Jews that I know, and I'm Jewish, they hate Israel and they like the Palestinians. You know, these are crazy people. And liberals are crazy people. And Ben and Jerry's in New York City says the West Bank ban is freezing their sales and they vow to now donate to Israel. See the way you can bend them to their knees and make them beg you to change, and they change direction and they beg you to come back and buy from them? You've got to protest them and boycott them, and that's why my new book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, it gives you all the names of the biggest corporations in America and their addresses and their phone numbers and their email addresses and the CEO's name and the chairman of the board's name, so you can protest them and call them to your heart's content and bring them to their knees. And look at Ben and Jerry's. We just brought them to their knees. They're making a donation to Israel. I love it. We got our guest here, Dr. Cordy Williams. He's a U.S. Marine, a chiropractor, a Californian who spoke out at protests against the lockdowns. He earned the nickname the Megaphone Marine. His website is 1776foreverfree.com, 1776foreverfree.com. And a little birdie tells me he may soon announce he's running for Kamala Harris's U.S. Senate seat in California. Dr. Williams, welcome to the show.
Wayne, thanks for having me. It's an honor. It's an honor.
Did the little birdie tell me right? You think you're gonna announce for Kamala Harris's seat?
100%. We announced for our exploratory committee about 3 weeks ago, and that's honestly just an FEC loophole type of thing that we have to do before we fully announce. But no, we're prepared to announce in the upcoming months and really putting together a team. And you know, at that point, I'll step down from the nonprofit. But right now we're just getting our platform together, and we have a lot of items that we know are important to Californians, because you know they're tired of guys like Adolf Newsom and guys like Alex Padilla that have the duct tape syndrome. They've done duct tape their testicles back to another area and lost them, and they're not fighting for American values.
No, nobody is. Nobody is. I see you got 15 million views on social media for your speech on May 1st, 2020 in Sacramento, where you said, you know what, it's time to stand up for my country, because I took an oath of office and it said, I will defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so 15 million people looked in on that, Dr. Cordy Williams, and I guess they all agreed with you, as I do, that we have domestic enemies. Unlike what Joe Biden's DOJ says, domestic enemies are not conservative far-right groups. The domestic enemies are BLM and Antifa that caused billions of dollars in damages and 2,000 injured policemen and burnt cities to the ground and caused businesses to close all over America in the summer of 2020, and I believe are a real danger to our country.
Well, I completely agree with you. And Wayne, I think that now what we're facing is decisions about our kids. You know, the days of sitting on the sidelines and saying, this isn't my battle. You know, I'm not going to be involved. I'm going to make cupcakes and send my kids to soccer practice. Those days are over. I mean, right now, this country needs lions. It needs men and women of resolve and character, and men and women that are going to stand up and say, you know what? I'm not kneeling to tyranny, and I'm not kneeling to the flag, and I'm standing up for the souls that are 6 feet under. The names at Arlington, the tombstones in Arlington, the names on the Vietnam Memorial. That's what everything that is at stake right now is that. And those people were a stand for us, and now it's time for us to be a stand for them.
So how do you stand as an example? And we're talking to a great patriot. His name is Dr. Cordy Williams, a former Marine and currently a chiropractor in California. He's about to make a run for a Senate, U.S. Senate seat occupied in the past by Kamala Harris, the present unbelievable, hard-to-believe vice president of the United States. But how do you stand on vaccines? And how do you stand, even if you're for vaccines, how do you stand on vaccine passports? Where do you stand on this stuff?
Well, here's the thing, Wayne. I think when you take away choice, the right of free will, which John Locke talked about that, I mean, that's what our country was founded on. And if you're a Christian person, which I am, the biblical principles, even in the book of Genesis and throughout the Bible, it talks about free will. When you take away free will and choice, you take away the republic. You know, my belief is if you want to vaccinate your family, if you want to mask your family and affectionately, as I call it, wear a facial condom, that's your choice. But don't tell me that you're going to mandate that on my boys and my kids and come to my house and do it. And that's where sleepy, creepy Uncle Joe is out of his mind.
Don't you find it amazing that to simply ask someone once every 2 years when they vote, or maybe even every 4 years when they vote for president only, to ask them if they're if they have ID is racist, but to ask someone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when they go to a theater, when they go to a restaurant, when they go to a supermarket, liberals want you to be asked 24 hours, show your papers, prove you've been vaccinated. That to me sounds like the Gestapo. I'm a Jew. That sounds like Nazi Germany and the Gestapo. Before you get on the train, we want to see your papers, but you can't ask someone before they vote every 4 years for 1 minute. That would be racist.
I 100% agree. The Star of David now is the mask, and the fact that there are
and the
people
vaccine.
In the Jewish community.
And the vaccine.
Well, right, right. And no, 100%, 100%. People just don't see, and it shows how you have this generational gaslighting, this generational conditioning and brainwashing that's happened, where people blanketly listen to not only medical doctors, but they listen to politicians about their health and their family's decisions. And I'm just like, your health is your responsibility. And likewise, I would say the future of this country is your responsibility. And I feel like, you know, I could name a million amendments, the 16th and the 17th Amendment, where states gave up their constitutional sovereignty and basically gave it up to King George or the federal government. And that's what we need to take back. And I think that's the beautiful thing about the last 15 months is it's finally getting people to get up off their tails and say, you know what? I need to take responsibility of my republic if I still want to have a republic.
So you may not know this about me, Dr. Cordy Williams, but I graduated Columbia University class of 83. And my classmate was Barack Hussein Obama, even though I never saw him there. Even though I never saw him there, by the way, in 4 years in school, he was supposedly there, and I knew everyone, and I knew every political science major, and he was missing in action. He wasn't there. Nobody ever saw him. No one I know ever saw him, ever met him, and I never saw him, never met him. But having said that, all the kids that I went to school with basically were communists. They all said they were communists. They bragged they were communists, and they said they wanted to destroy America with something called Cloward Piven, an idea created by two Columbia professors, husband and wife, named Cloward and Piven, and you overwhelm the system and get everybody on welfare, put all the business owners out of business, and then you become a socialist nation as they all beg you to save them as they're drowning. Doesn't that seem perfect for, number one, open borders and that Biden is pursuing, and number two, lockdowns? If you ever wanted to put every business out of business, the way to do it would be to claim we're facing this deadly germ that's going to kill everyone, and you've got to close your business. Lockdowns are Cloward Piven. This is how they're destroying our entire economy and destroying capitalism.
No, I appreciate you saying that because I think that's the movie script that I think they telegraphed long before 15 months ago. And if you're awake and you're not a sheep, I mean, you can see that's played out the last 15 months. And with this new variant and the passports and, you know, you see all the rhinos now turning over and saying, oh, well, we support mandatory vaccines. And it's like, it's insane to me. If people can't see through this, Wayne, I mean, that's frightening. It's frightening for my kids. I look in the eyes of my 4-year-old, my 2-year-old. And the reason I fight, and thank God for people like you and your show, like that's why we got to lean in even harder. Because in 20 years, what's it going to be like for my kids?
Yeah, no question about it. The reason why you say people can't see it, they're blind. The reason why is because we sent them to public schools, and they've been brainwashed by teachers that are teachers union communists, Dr. Cordy Williams. That's what's gone on. And then once they graduate public school, if they aren't completely brainwashed, then you send them on, like my daughter went to Harvard, right? I was the proudest father in the whole world. She was homeschooled to Harvard. The first classroom of her life was in Harvard University, and she graduated at the top of her class, and she's about to be Dr. Dakota Root. But what kind of communist brainwashing did she face? Well, I was paying $80,000 a year to send her to Harvard. They sat there with full pressure 24 hours a day, teaching her communist rules, communist goals, communist policies. This is what's happening to America. Total brainwashing in schools and colleges.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's so important, to your point, that parents really take accountability again and quit sitting on the sidelines and hand out Gatorade and jock straps around the education of their kids. That's where, especially with CRT and the 1619 Project and all these other nefarious progressive Marxist ideologies that are out there, that's why we need to activate. Because I would say the 1963 Kennedy Democrat is a far cry from what we're getting now.
Those
1963 Kennedy Democrats, they were about
Republican. No, you're a Republican. Kennedy was a Republican, no question. Kennedy was a Reagan 100%. Republican compared to, Kennedy sounded like me. He was pro-capitalism, anti-communism. He was a good guy, very pro-business. Dr. Cordy Williams, his website, 1776foreverfree.com. We wish you a lot of luck in your U.S. Senate run. Thank you, Cordy.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John Jubilee, friend of Wayne Allen Root, the amazing transformer, the man that changed his life, lost 25 pounds of visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of lean muscle, and hundreds of other war listeners from coast to coast have transformed their life, gotten off their diabetes, insulin, reversed high blood pressure, reversed many other illnesses, and you can too. And this month only, for war listeners, that's right, it's a 2-for-1. It's a BOGO! You have to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime offer to buy one, get one free. John and Chelsea Jubilee's transformation, the breakthrough science shared on the floor of the United Nations. Log on right now to EnergizeHealth.com. That's EnergizeHealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your business
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Folks, I keep telling you they're going to come with another lockdown, and that'll prove that that vaccines never had anything to do with anything. They're going to lock us down. In Australia, everybody's getting the vaccine, but everybody's getting sick, and guess what? In Sydney, they just extended, literally seconds ago, this came across the newswire, Sydney extends the lockdown for at least another month, stoking fears of a double-dip recession. This is how you wipe out every small businessman or woman and destroy everyone's jobs and kill the middle class and destroy capitalism and destroy your economy. Sydney's been locked down for nearly a month now, and it looks like its residents and business owners will need to hold on for a while longer because the lockdown is being extended again. Wow. While restrictions have been eased in Melbourne and Adelaide, practically all of Australia's state capitals have been locked down to combat the Delta variant, which has affected only a few hundred people across the entire country. By the way, Sydney was locked down because one 80-year-old man died of COVID. One 80-year-old man, and that made you lock down a country. You know, and listen, I'm sure I have lots of people listening to me who are 80 and 90 years old, right? I'm sure some of you live in Sun City, Henderson. Some of you live in Sun City, Summerlin. I love you. I don't want any of you to ever die. But you know what? If one of you who's 85 dies tomorrow, I'm not going to stop working. I'm not going to close my business. I'm not going to go into a state of mourning. I'm going to say, oh, that was sad. Somebody came to one of my events, died. That's sad. He was a really nice guy. Okay, phone's ringing. New business deal to do. That's life, man. Are you kidding me? Do you think I should be paralyzed and stop working because one person dies? Who, by the way, who I don't know? How about if one person dies who I know? You got to keep working. When my mother and father died 28 days apart, I didn't miss one TV show. I made all my income from a TV show that was filmed every Wednesday in Las Vegas. I lived in Los Angeles, and I flew to Vegas every Wednesday to shoot a TV show and flew back that night. And I arranged my parents, who I loved, I arranged their funerals, so the funeral would always be on a Saturday or a Sunday. I'd stay with my sister on Monday and you know, say how sad, how terrible, love you, dear, it's okay, it's all going to be okay. And then Tuesday, catch a flight to Vegas and shoot my TV show Wednesday and then go home to my family in Los Angeles. My parents died 28 days apart, and I never missed a single day of work. That is what life is, whether you like it or not. You can't afford to stop everything for death, let alone someone you don't know death. You know, your own parents, maybe you take a few days off, but someone you don't know dies, you don't close everyone's business within 80 square miles. That's the craziest, stupidest thing I've ever heard, except it's not stupid, it's brilliant. If you're a communist crazy person and you want to destroy a country and you want to pursue Cloward Piven from Columbia University, that's how you make every businessman and woman broke. So they've extended Sydney for at least another 4 weeks. The reaction and its economic consequences are unprecedented anywhere in the developing world. Australia, a country of roughly 25 million, is only seeing 167 new cases a day on average over the past week. You're shutting down every business in a city of 6 million and a country of 25 million because there are 167 cases in your entire country every day. Are you crazy? And the lockdowns haven't curbed the spread. Meanwhile, economists are all but certain Australia's $1.5 trillion economy will shrink by 25% during the current quarter. That's what happened to us here. And it wasn't Trump's fault. It was Fauci's fault. It was Democrat governor's fault. But it wasn't Trump's fault. But we still had this horrible negative quarter in 2020. You know, in March, April, and May, we destroyed the American economy, and 40 million people for a short time were out of work. It was the most unprecedented, horrific thing ever in history. Australia is doing this again, making the same stupid mistake. And how far behind do you think Biden could possibly be? Negative 25% in the current quarter. Some fear a double-dip recession might result if the current lockdown spread around Australia and last into the December quarter. Last into the December quarter? Are you going to lock people down for life every time an 80-year-old dies? Are you effing out of your minds? Australia suffered its first economic downturn in three decades in 2020. Breaking one of the world's longest streaks of uninterrupted economic growth. You know why? Because they're right next to China, right? Australia's in China's little hemisphere, and Australia literally sells lots and lots of stuff to China, and China sells lots of stuff to Australia, and they were all, you know, Australia does great. They kick ass. So they, in three decades, uninterrupted economic growth, and all of a sudden they lock down like we did. They have a zero-tolerance approach to COVID, and this will destroy their economy forevermore. It's crazy. The lockdown will not work, and the longer it lasts, the better chance Australia has committed economic suicide. And the people will commit suicide. They will. Trust me. Just like in America. During the COVID lockdown, guess what happened? More children committed suicide than died of COVID. What's the risk here, folks? Tell me the risk. The risk is economic terrorism, economic suicide. You're killing yourself. A Muslim suicide bomber could never do the job that governments are doing to themselves because they hate capitalism.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
3.